All right, Parshas Truma. A few things to point out. First and foremost, we have doubles in the Torah. We have Parshas Truma Tetzava, which is the plans for the Mishkan, this week's Parsha. Next week's Parsha, the plans for the Big Day Kahuna, and a few other odds and ends that weren't fully discussed in Parshas Truma. Two is there's even a little bit left over in Parshas Kisisa, the Kiyor. But then comes Parshas Vayakov Pekudei. The whole thing is repeated verbatim. And Am Yisrael did it, and said, but mentions the dimensions. It mentions everything. Though just it's a different context that, in Truma Tetzave, it's like this is how they should do it. But in Vayakov said, this is how they built it, because it's talking about them doing it, but it's repeated verbatim. Right? So it's like almost like superfluous. Why does the Torah have to repeat in Vayakov Pekudei all the measurements area, and they made it like this and they made it like that? It repeats all the descriptions they have in Truma Tetzaveh. So one of these sets of parshas is extra. So that's one thing to understand. Okay, another thing to understand is that as the Parsha opens up this week, the bulk of Melechas HaMishkan, was done bin Nedivu Slev. Kol Isha Sheidvenu Libo Tikhu Es Trumasi. That Kodesh Baruch Hu said, everyone will give by the benevolence of heart, all the raw materials. The raw materials came by benevolence. Then it was a tax for the Adonim, which then became the regular Machzis HaShekel tax for the Korbanos, and it was a special Machzis HaShekel tax for the Adonim. That was like an aspect of the Mishkan, one thing that everyone had to cough up the same amount, Machzis HaShekel, for the Adonim. Right? But otherwise, the rest of the Mishkan was all Benedivu slave. Now, that's amazing. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu was taking a chance, seemingly. The Mishkan may never be built. Hey, give whatever you want to give. Give until it hurts. So, Bishul Machzis HaShekel, you got to give, right? The question is why everyone has to give the exact same thing. We'll discuss that when we get there. But by the resources from Lechas HaMishkan, everyone just gave what they wanted to give. Why? That's dangerous. It may not ever get built. No, Baruch Hashem it did, but why was that? Why is it that the bulk of Melech Samishkan was left up to Nedivu Slev? One could ask it like this, even though it's not such a kasha, because we know that there's a general mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, Vasuli Mikdash Shechanti B'Socham, Pasuk in this week's parsha. Would it not have been in the spirit of Gadol HaMitzvah V'Oseh, right, to also give us a particular directive, not just a general directive, and everyone will participate as they want, but everyone should, let's say, give. Let's say, like Machzis HaShekel. Right, would it not also be in the spirit of that which we say, Gadol Mitzvah V'Oseh, making it a chiyuv on every individual as opposed to being a chiyuv on the klal? Right, there's the mitzvah to build the Mishkan is, it's not any one particular thing, and it remains that way. It's not one particular individual, All right, and it remains that way in the sense that everyone gave Benedivu slave, participate any way you want. Would not be in the more of the spirit of Gadol Mitzvah V'Oseh to make it a chiv on the individual, like similar to Machzis HaShekel. Everyone's got to give. All right, obviously, the Torah didn't want that. All right. So we have to understand that. So now,
there were limitations, right, to the Nedivu slave. You couldn't give all of it, all of it if you it would reject it, no?
You ask like this, one you have a donor for the whole Mishkan.
The whole Mishkan.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Right.
How do you participation by everybody?
Well, yes, correct. But it's not. But no one was told what to give. Anyway, there's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Now we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the appointed Bezalel the architect of the Mishkan. So Amar Rav Yenison, Bezalel Shem Chochmaso Nikra. He was called Bezalel, alluding to his wisdom, and how Bezalel alludes to wisdom. Get to in a second. What was the wisdom? God told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Bezalel, make me a Mishkan. Right, that's the actual tent. Aaron and Caleb. Right, in that order. Moshe Rabbeinu went and switched the order. One below and told Bezalel like this. I say Aaron, the Caleb, the Mishkan. I want you to make an Aaron and Caleb and then the Mishkan. Amale Moshe Rabbeinu. So Bezalel said, Moshe Rabbeinu, hey, min hago shel olam, the way of the world is, adam bone bayis, hakach machmis l'tocho kelim. You first build a house and then you fill it with the vessels. Right? V'ato me ase aron v'kelim v'mishkan. You're telling me, no, first make the aron, which is kli, and the other kelim, and only then to make the mishkan. Kelim shani oise l'hecha nachnisam, the kelim that I'm making, where I'm going to put them. Shema kachom el chakosh, perhaps me have a kosh book who told you, all right, ase mishkan aron v'kelim. Amalah, so Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Shem Bezalel Kel Yisrael, maybe you were in the shadow of God. You must have been in the shadow of God. Hayisa, v'yadata, and that's how you knew. You must have been in the shadow of God, because that's taka what God said. Right? Nice Gemara? Shocking. Shocking. The Gemara is shocking. Why? Yala aladas, that Moshe Rabbeinu either b'shogeg and Koshkein Bamezid would say something that God didn't tell him?
No.
All right. So the Gemara opens up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, make Mishkan, Aron, and Caleb. Like the way Bezalel figured out. And he went, he was a Hofech the Seder. Chas v'shalom. All right. If you would imagine that, that means we have no guarantee that our Torah is true. If Moshe Rabbeinu could either misunderstand, or God forbid, Moshe Rabbeinu could, had free will to distort. Right? How could it be? That Moshe Rabbeinu said something that Reb Roshem didn't actually say. And Bezalel, figures it out. Yeah, but of course, the shocking part is that Moshe Rabbeinu should say something other than what God said. Right? But the whole thing is not true. Right? As we read in this week's Parsha, Parshas Truma, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say when he gives over the plans of the Mishkan? It says like this. After telling you bring the Truma, everyone should give the donations. And after saying, all the stuff that needs to be donated, a list of resources. And Vasuli Mikdash, now make the Beis Mikdash. Right? So what's the order? Va'asu Aron Atzei Shitim, make an Aron. Right? That's how it starts. First Sibui is to make the Aron. And then, after the Aron, describing it, the Kaparis with the Kruvim, the Shulchan. After that, with all the caves, the Shulchan and all its accessories, the Menorah is the next thing. And after the menorah, then Vesa Mishkan Tatsa, now let's talk about the tent. It'll be 10, yirios, 10 sheets, That's exactly the way God told it to Moshe. Aron, Kalim, Mishkan. Moshe didn't invert anything. That's how it's written in Parshas Truma. What's the Gemara talking about? It's exactly the way it's written. But, interestingly enough, as we said, Truma and Tetzaveh is repeated in Vayakal Pkudei when they actually did build it. There is a very big difference, even though the description of the Kalim, what their dimensions were and what the plans were, is verbatim, like we said, but the order is different. Taka, Parshas Vayakal, So Moshe Rabbeinu is gathering people and telling them over what he learned from God when he was in Shemaim, you know, about the how to build the Mishkan, right? Directive of Mishkan. So the Lashon of the Pasuk, he first tells them the mitzvah of Shabbos, and then, right, Chu mitchem truma l'Hashem, telling them, okay, let's have these donations that God spoke about in Parshas Truma. Let's say, on the Zav, the Kesef, and the Choshes, the whole business, right? And after that, what are we going to make? Es HaMishkan, Es Olo, Es Mechseil. We're going to make the Mishkan. Es Ha'oron, Es Badav, then we're going to make the Oron. And then the Shulchan, and the Menorah, right? And then the Mizbach Ha'Ola, right? So, amazing thing that when explaining it to the people, Moshe Rabbeinu actually inverts the order, other than the way it's written in Parshas Truma, and says it, you know, Mishkan, Aron HaKelim. Right? And that's also when the Psukim start talking about their actual execution of it, the actual execution of building the Mishkan. They first built the tent, right? And then after the tent, you know, it's all described how they made the tent with all these specifications that we learned about, you know, in the Parshas Truma Tetzaveh. And then Vayasar Bitzalos Ha'oron. And then after that, he makes the rest of the Kalim. So the amazing thing, it's a machlokes, Parshas Truma Tetzaveh versus Parshas Vayakel, right? Whether it's Aron, Kalim, Mishkan, that's ways in Parshas Truma, right? And in Vayakel, it's Mishkan, Aron, and Kalim.
Is that after speaking to Bezalel?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. But we see that both ways made it into the Bible. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu did not invert anything. It's the way it's Taka written, Parshas Truma. Aron, first the Aron, then the other Kalim, then make the whole tent. Right. In Parshas Vayakel, the way it's explained to the people and the way they actually execute the building afterwards is Mishkan or on Kalim. So what's going on? The Torah itself, as you know, is this says it both ways. Right, to understand all this, the pasuk says, "I'm sure, ani yeshena v'libi er." I'm asleep, but my heart is awake, which is obvious because if your heart would go to sleep, also you'd die, right? But, you know, Chazal have a lot of drushes on this pasuk. And these drushes are actually in this week's parsha, the medrash in this week's parsha. Right? Ani Yeshena, you know, it refers to Amiso, all the different averes that they did. But Vali Bi'er, right? My heart is still awake. They still have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is called Tzur Levavi, the rock of my heart. That's the Li Bi'er. Right. And there's like the drushes on this pasuk, and the Yeshen of Liber all rotate on this axis. They're all different variations on this idea that sometimes we do bad, and that's called Ani Yeshena, but Liber, but the heart is still awake. Right? So that refers to how Am Yisrael still has a certain dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Medrash finally says, and that's how it shtels it to the Parshas Truma. It says, Ani Yeshena from the Maisa Ego, Cheda Ego. But Veli Bi'er, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meratik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yearning for me. He's calling me and says, V'ikhuli truma kol ish asher yidveno libo tikhus trumasi. The benevolence of the heart. Even though we did the sin of the golden calf, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu still is calling to us to build the Mishkan, and that's V'li Bi'er. Why it's called V'li Bi'er? Because Kol Ish Asher Yidveno Libo Tikhus Trumasi. Because it was all done by the benevolence of the heart.
So what, by the fact that these people have Yidveno Libo, they will get a better connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Well, we've got to discuss that. You know, it's a Medrash, and we have to decipher this Medrash. Right? The Pasuk says, right, before we get into the whole amkus of this, right, the Pasuk says, right, by Matan Torah, because as the Medrash says in this week's Parsha, it's also mentioned in this week's Parsha, that the whole Metzias of the Mishkan is a product of Matan Torah. And the Medrash gives a marshal, a king had a daughter, and he married her off, and then the guy, so he tells the, you know, the prince that he married her off to, listen, I can't, you know, I can't tell you not to take my daughter because she's your wife, but I can't live without her either. So wherever you go, make a, you know, asuli kiton echad v'adur betocha, give me a room, little room, and I'm going to live with you. I should have like a, my room, wherever you live, so I could come and visit. That's also how Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I can't live without the Torah. Right? I can't, I gave you the Torah, I can't tell you not to take it. Right? So, but I can't live without the Torah either. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since I can't live without the Torah either, you got to make me a guest house. Make me a Mishkan. Right? And then there's a Ramban in this week's Parasha that says all the halachas of how to be in awe and fear of the Mishkan parallel the halachas that there were by Har Sinai, the Hagbalah, you know, V'gbaltim Esahar, right? The, you know, not everyone's allowed to go up the mountain, you know, Moshe could go as far as he goes, and, you know, Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu could all, you know, and everyone could only go as far as they go. Like the awe and fear and the boundaries of Har Sinai were like copied over to the Mishkan. Because the Shekhinah that appeared at Har Sinai now lives, that same Shekhinah got transferred and became institutionalized within the Mishkan. So before Mamad Har Sinai, before Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu says an interesting pasuk, you know, in the Parshas Yisro. V'yisemli skula mikola amim, kili kola aretz. You're going to be my treasure. I'm skula. For all the earth is mine, meaning, and I mean, all the earth is mine, but nonetheless, I treasure you. V'atem tili mamleches kohanim v'goy karsh. You're also going to be a kingdom of nation, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. Tzvei dinim, as we say, right? Two different aspects to Am Yisrael that you know, that comes to fruition with Matan Torah. Am Skula and Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. Now, Bishloma, Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, we understand what that means. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We work for him. You know, we do the mitzvahs and we do the avodah in the mikdash. That's Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. Yeah, we sanctify ourselves, you know, through our mitzvahs and, you know, and all the good deeds that we do to sanctify ourselves. So I understand that, you know, we keep halacha. So that's it. Keep halacha. It's mamlechas kohanim v'goy karsh. What's skula? V'yisemli skula mikola amim kili kola aretz. What's that aspect? That's a very good point. So Rav Kook points out that in the term skula in halacha means, you know, it works for no reason. As you say, your person is about to go out on Shabbos with a skula, like a kameo or something, like something that just, we know it works to keep you healthy, we don't know why. That's called a skula. Zgula is Am Yisrael has a relationship with God just because we have a relationship with God, not for any reason, not dependent on anything. You know, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu just treasures us, just loves us because he loves us. No reason. That's Am Sekula. That's the real chosen nation. Mamlechus Kohanim, we work for him. He's our master, we're his servant, and when you work for your master, just like you have a responsibility to serve him, he has a responsibility to give you your schar, for your service. Right? And there's that relation, there's that basis, and in that basis, if you're not a good servant, you're out. Right? But this thing called skula, there's no undoing skula because it's not. God just treasures us because he treasures us. And he chose us over all the goyim. Like Rashi says, Hili kol haaretz, I own the whole world. I could have had any nation I want, and I chose you anyway. That's skula. And you know what this has to do? This also is a way to understand something about this thing called the luchos habris, which, by the way, was what the Aron housed. The Aron, which we see a machlokas between Parshas Truma and Parshas Vayakko, whether it was Mishkan and then Aron, or Aron and then Mishkan. The godless of the Aron, is that the luchos are there. All right? You ever wonder what the luchos were about? The luchos is not a kosher sefer Torah. Right? The luchos had the aseres adibros in them. Right? What function did it serve? What function did the luchos habris serve?
Written contract? Huh? An early written contract?
Well, it's even more than that. Right. The pasuk says, Kosveim al luchos libecha. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Right. The luchos represent the heart of Am Yisrael. But it's also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also called our heart. Right? Sur Levavi, like that pasuk that the Medrash brings in this week's parasha. V'li Be'er, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're linked in the heart. That's the Madreg of Zgula. We're one heart. We're one heart. Just loves us because he just loves us, and it works both ways. We love him. Right? The idea of luchos habris, right? The luchos of the covenant, that there's a bris between us. And his luchos is that, HaKadosh is just like engraved on our heart, and we're engraved on his heart, as it were.
So what happened, according to this, what happened with the first luchos?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that in Parshas Kisisa. It wasn't game over, because then there came a second luchos. Yeah, but we broke his heart, Shura Saluchas. Okay, well, we'll talk about this. This, my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Shlita, says, this is the reason why it's been the minhag in Klal Yisrael to draw luchas like this. Right? Even though there's no shita in Medrash, that's what they look like. Huh. No shita like that. Right? They were cubed. Right?
Interesting.
So he says, because it's a heart. Lev. We draw them heart-shaped.
I always thought it came from the Charlton Heston movie.
That's when he gave us
the... I think it was even before that.
He was saying it's not from the movie. But when we were talking about it in Shear, some guy in the crowd said that they thought that we ripped it off from Michelangelo.
Oh, that's how he has it?
Yeah, but... Moshe was very angry. He said, it's even more ancient than that. Am Yisrael always drew luchas like that, but Surat Lev. Right? That's Segula. We're engraved on his heart. Chorus al luchas. He's engraved on our heart. Just love each other. Just love each other. It's not Toli and Maisa. Then there's Mamechas Konim v'Goy Kersh. It's Toli and Maisa. Right? There's an aspect of the Mishkan that's Dam V'Shechanti Zon. God dwells with us, not because we serve him, just dwells with us. Actually, the Medrash that we quoted before is really special. HaKadosh says, "Look, you got the Torah now. I got to live with you. Right? like the king who married off his daughter. You got to have a guest room for me wherever you are, because I can't live without my daughter. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't live without us now because we're bonded. Just the Metzias bonded to him because he gave us his Torah. The Shechat B'Sochem just lives with us because he lives with us, because the Torah is on earth. This is all aside from the fact that we do the Karbonis in the Mikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shochen Isam. HaShochen Isam B'Tom Tumasam. Even when we're Tamei, he dwells within us. He's in our midst. Shechanti B'Sochem. Right? And then there's how we do the Avoda to him.
So what's the function of Beis HaMikdash?
No, so it has both. Function. Right? It has both. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dual. Right? There's the work, that we work for him, that we're Ovid. Right? And then there's just the pure love, and that pure love is mutual between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just love each other. Right? And that's what the Luchos are connected. We're engraved on his heart, he's engraved on our heart. So now, the inyan of Gadol HaMitzvah V'Oseh, Mimi She'eno Mitzvah V'Oseh, right, is talking about Maisa, service. Right, what's that Chazal talking about? What is that halacha? It's halacha, by the way, because we learn things out of it, as per the Gemara and Kiddushin. What's that Gemara talking about? A man shuk lulav and a woman shuk lulav. He's a mitzvah v'aisa because he's chayv mitzvah saseh shazman grama. A woman's part from mitzvah saseh shazman grama. His mice is more chashuv than hers. Right? His mice is more chashuv than hers. Right? Because all the different reasons stated in the Rishonim, we'll just suffice with what the Ramchal says, that the one who has the tzivui has the power of God in this Maisa, because God himself told you to do it. So you're on a mission from God to do this thing. So it's like you have tremendous authority and power when you're doing this mitzvah to rock the world, because God himself sent you to do it. So you're working with the power of God. Right? The Eino Mitzvah V'Oseh never got the mission. Right? So it's nice that they want to do it, right? But it doesn't have the power, right, that the guy who has the mission has. But that Gemara is talking about Maisa. The Maisa of the Mitzvah V'Oseh is more choshuv and more potent and rocks the world in a way that the Einu Mitzvah V'Oseh doesn't. But it's talking about Maisa. Well, who's the better person? There's a difference. Deed done and the power of the deed, the power of the accomplishment, right? And then there's, the human being, just type of guy that he is, not what he did, the type of guy he is. Right, that Gemara, which said Gadol Mitzvah Oseh, is not saying that the Mitzvah Oseh is a better person. His deed is stronger if it's backed up with a real chiyuv in halacha, right, because that means you got the mission. He who has the mission has the power to make a difference with this Maisa. But it's about the chashivas of the Maisa. Right? It still remains true that a person who takes on mitzvahs voluntarily is a much nicer person, a much greater lover of God. That's true. That Gemara of saying Gadol Mitzvah Oseh is not negating that. Right? It's not negating that idea, because it's just saying that his Maisa is more choshev than the Maisa of the Einu Mitzvah Oseh. Yeah, but the Einu Mitzvah Oseh could very well be a bigger person, the fact that he's taking on mitzvahs voluntarily. Right? But as we're saying, the Mishkan has a duality to it. The Mishkan, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells with us. He's with us. There's two ofanim to how he's with us, right? He's with us. We serve him, right? So when we were good, so he's there. We have more dveikus in him, and he reveals himself more. When we're bad, we know, God forbid, he withdraws, right? Hides himself from us. But that's one channel. There's another channel. There's a whole other channel. that, you know, we're just connected to God because he chose us. You know, the act of choosing us was finalized by giving us the Torah. Just the Metzias that he gave us the Torah, now we're just bonded to him. We're just bonded. Right? And that's inseverable. And that's an aspect of the Mishkan also. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us just because he's with us. The Mishkan embodies both. Right? Yeah, so what's an expression of this? Let's know, what's an expression of it in a Yid? We're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu on his end, is, you know, that even if he's upset with us because we're not living up, he doesn't abandon us. Right? Still with us no matter what on a certain level. There's a part of the Mishkan that's always there. Right? You know, where is it in the Adam? You know, where's the parallel in us? So everyone knows the famous halacha of Kofinoso Achioma Rotzani. You could force a guy, if the halacha says he has to give a get, right? You could cattle prod him, you know, if it's done, you know, with by Beis Din Shel Yisrael, and halacha is really that way, you know, and the person really exists, and it's not a sting operation from the FBI, right? It's a real person that really is chayv to give a get. So the Rambam explains this halacha that you could, you know, beat him up until he says Rotzani, because deep down every Jew wants to do what Hashem wants. Deep down. He wants. Every Jew loves God. Every Jew wants to do what Hashem wants. Just the Yetzer Hara interferes, makes static. But deep down in the heart, that's the V'libi air. Right? And this is a Gemara. Gemara says, Ka'am Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shalom, Galu Yudu Fenecha, Shiratzaneinu Lasos Ritzaincha. God, you know, we want to do what you want. What?
You just said.
No, yeah, but it's a Gemara. That Tzio Zaka is from later. It's post Talmudic, right? The Ritzaneinu Lasos Ritzaincha. We want to do what you want. But me, Makhut, who gets in the way? Right? So, or Shabisa, the Yetzer Hara, and Shibud Malchus, which, by the way, alludes to Pesach and Purim. Sor Shabisa, Chametz. Veshibud Malchus, Golos. Purim, we're in Golos, and, you know, and Chametz. We're going to get into this in a second. Right? You know, Purim and Pesach, which are back to back, are two countermeasures to Shibud Malchus, Purim. Mm-hmm. We're in Golos by Achashverosh. And Sor Shabisa, right? Pesach. So you get rid of the Sor Shabisa. Right. So we're going to discuss this. No, this is very deep. Right? This is why Purim and Pesach are two holidays that are only a month apart. They're two ways of overcoming this problem. And what's this problem? The problem is that there's a big gap between what a Jew has in his heart and what he actually does with his arms and legs. Every Jew wants to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants deep down in his heart. Right? Just the Yetzer Hara or the Golus gets in the way, and, you know, and that causes us to, yeah, we don't live up to what we really believe and what we know we should. But every Jew deep down knows and believes, right? So there's just this gap between thought and action, intent and action, between the heart and between, you know, the heart and the limbs, you know, the arms and the legs. Ani Yeshena, Vali Be'er, even though I'm asleep, but the heart is still awake. We never stop loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never stop wanting to do what he wants. Even though your arms and legs, you know, that's what happens when you're asleep. The heart is still awake, but your arms and legs don't do anything useful. Meaning you're not being Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not serving him. But not serving him is like is because, you know, the Ratzon, to do Ratzon Hashem, which is perpetually there, just doesn't break through. It's blocked by the Yetzer Hara. It's blocked by the influence that the Goyim have on us, you know, as a result of the Golus. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shochen B'Sochenu. Right? Both by virtue of the fact that we serve him, but even when we don't serve him, by the fact that we have the inner Ratzon to do what he wants. You know, it's the connection of the heart as opposed to a connection of the action, the service. So now you can understand that there's not one extra word in the Torah. Right? And Truman Tetzaveh and Vayakob Pekudei are both necessary parshas, even though they're repeated verbatim. because Truma Tetzaveh is talking of, what's the context of Truma Tetzaveh? Right, is that the Mishkan is being set over conceptually. Moshe Rabbeinu is in Shemayim right now. He had gone up to Shemayim, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim is telling him, listen, this is the way I want it done. It's plans. It's ideas. Machshava. Heart. Vayakol Pekudei is the actual building of the Mishkan. According to Moshe Rabbeinu is telling to the people, this is what we're doing. And then Mitzalo steps in, and then they start actually building. The context is Maisa. The Mishkan exists on two levels. It exists b'machshava, and exists b'maisa. In a sense, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is connected to us mitzad our hearts, and he's connected to us mitzad what we do. We have both relations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Still, why change the order, though?
Oh, very good.
Because a person can't comprehend the Mishkan?
No. Because that's the point. Machshava and Maisa are reciprocals of each other. Sof Maisa, the Machshava Tchila. And this is actually a Ramban in this week's parasha. The Goyim in his Chidush HaGodes on that Gemara and Brachas expands it more. Says, beautiful. And with this, we could go back to, you know, this Gemara and understand that the Gemara, everyone's telling the truth. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the truth. Bezalel is telling the truth. As per Truma is true. And Vayakol is true, right, as far as the order. So, what does it mean, Sof Maisa B'machshava Tchila? Sof Maisa B'machshava Tchila, why is that true? Last in action is first in thought. Because the first thing you think of is the goal, and then you figure out how to get there. In the thought process, the first thing you have in mind is the goal. Because if you don't have a goal, you don't get out of bed, right?
Right. But first you build it, and then you realize what you did wrong.
No, that's not the way to do it.
And replan again.
No, don't do it. No, that's not good. Don't do it that way. First way is to have the goal in mind, goal setting, right, and then now figure out how to get there. That's the way the thought process works. Planning. Planning is always the goal. Let's say you have to do it. You first say, I got to get to the trade show. Okay, now we'll figure out. We'll do it, and we got to catch... We'll get those restaurants on the way, right?
We didn't even go to all of them. We only went to one of them.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, there you go. But the goal was to get to the trade show, right? You wouldn't have gotten done. You know, the whole process started with the goal in mind. Goal is the first thing in thought. That's what you soak mind. What you reach at the end of the physical process is actually the first thing that occurs to you when you're planning it out, and that's the whole impetus. That's the whole stimulus to make the whole plan because you see the goal. You envision the goal. Now, anyone who does anything first sees the goal before he does it, in his mind.
So it's vice versa. Why is Mishkan last, even in the Machshava phase?
No, because what's the ikar of the Mishkan? The ikar of the Mishkan, the goal, is v'no'adati l'chasham. I'm going to meet you there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets us on top of the Orem. After the Mishkan got built, Moshe Rabbeinu gets his nevuah from on top bein shnei akruvim. That was the goal. The Vishachanti Besocham is accomplished with the Orum that holds the Luchas. That's the connection. The Iker connection is the Orum. Right? Of the Mishkan, the Iker is the Orum. Because that's where the Shechina rests, Mamish, on top of the Orum, right? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in thought, the goal is first. So in Truma, right? Oron. And then, okay, Mishkan and Kalim, because that's the way in planning, that's the way it works. You first goal, and then you reverse engineer how to get to that goal. Hmm. Right, or how to enhance that goal. In Maisa, of course, you know, the Iker comes at the end, because you reach the goal at the end, in the realm of Maisa, right? Truma Tetzaveh is the Mishkan b'machshava, the Mishkan in the heart. The Mishkan exists, you know, on a thought level, right? On a thought level, on a commitment level, on a heart level, and that's the secret that the Mishkan had to be built in the Nedivus Lev. Because if it would all be just no Nedivus Lev, everyone do what you're told. It was a mandatory tax, right? The Mishkan had to be an expression of the Nediva slave. The Mishkan had to be an expression of how we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he just loves us. So the Mishkan was built on the Nediva slave because there's that. That's a whole another plane of a Shachanti Besocham that HaKadosh was called Tzur Levavi, the rock of my heart. Right? That, you know, Visem Lizgula, that needed expression. And that's why the Mishkan had to be built in the Nediva slave. That's Velibier. If it would have been just a mandatory tax, no one would care what you're feeling. It's a tax, man. Got to pay your taxes, whether you love the king or not. You got to pay the king, right? There had to be an opportunity to give expression of Nediva slave because of that dimension of it, the thought dimension, right? The dimension of Kosh Baruch Hu always dwells in our hearts. We're always on his mind. He's always on our mind, you know, so, deep down in the heart. That needed expression. So that had to be a Nediva slave.
So the people who didn't give a Nediva slave don't have that expression now? They lost
out. Oh, well, yeah.
Or they didn't get, they only gave the circle.
I mean, I wasn't there. Look, I don't know.
A double-sided coin.
Yes. Yeah, look, I wasn't there. I imagine everyone did something, the Nediva slave, because no one was told what to give, so everyone gave something, I hope, right? I would imagine, or at least a critical amount of Jews that should be called that the Jewish people collectively love God. All right, so Truma Tetzav is connected to Mishkan B'machshava. That's the whole context of it. And that's why that's the din of Nediva slave. We just love God. God is just on our mind, and that had to have expression that the Mishkan should be built out of love, out of the Nediva slave, right? And then so Parshas Truma is connected that whole Bechina, right? Va'akol Pekudei is connected how the Mishkan got built, L'maisa. And in Maisa, right, the goal comes last. So first the house, and then the Oron, right? The Oron is still mentioned first because it's the Ikar of the Kalim, but it's first Mishkan and then Kalim. And that's what Bitzal argued. Listen, B'mnoihag sheba'olam, the minhag of that world is, you first build out, meaning we're now in the world of Maisa. And in the world of Maisa, right? Moshe's Machshava, Bitzalo's Maisa. Right? And this is an amazing thing. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was told both ways by God. Because the Mishkan is this dual existence, that's B'machshava and B'maisa, right? So he was told both ways. Now, of course, for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ikar is the conceptual way, because he lives in that world, the world of Machshava. Now, the man visits Shemaim, where there's no mitzvahs up there. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, would represent the Machshava of the Mishkan. Bitzal would be the one that would build it, L'maisa, be the architect, the practical guy, the practical guy. But Moshe Rabbeinu, so who heard it both ways from God. He heard it the Truma Tetzava way. He heard it the Vayakol Pekudei way. So now you might think he should just tell Bitzalo to do it the Vayakol Pekudei way, because that's his job, to build it L'maisa. But Moshe Rabbeinu wants Bitzalo to be aware. To be aware that this Mishkan that you're building on earth has a thought dimension to it. Right, you think you're just building a house and Kalim, yeah, it looks like this and the Kalim look like that and that's all there is to them. What the eye sees, this Mishkan that you're building exists on a whole nother plane. It exists, conceptually. And that's the side of Mikdash Shomata Mechuvan Keneged Mikdash Shomata. There's a base of Mikdash in every realm. And this base of Mikdash on earth ties into it because this base and belongs to it. It's like all the Batei Mikdashos of all the Olamas are exactly superimposed one on top of another. They're all in the point of center of each, and the center of all the Olamas is the same center. They're all superimposed on each other. This Mishkan you're building on earth has dimensions of it in Shemayim, has dimensions, parallel dimensions to it in every Olam and Olam. And why? Because not just the place where we do Avodah. It exists in the heart. It exists in the realm of thought, which means it has a spiritual existence, not just a physical existence. And that's how it taps into a Beis Hamikdash Shomala, right? A Beis Hamikdash where there's no animals to sacrifice. Yeah. So it's all mechuvah.
To hear to be able to sacrifice animals.
What?
has to come. It has to be tied down here. Besides, for that, to also be able to sacrifice.
Right, to have the avoda, to have the avoda. But and of course, and as it's both are true, mm-hmm. both are true, and he wanted Bitzal to realize that, and that's why he told him the Truma Tetzava way first, to get him thinking. It's also, but it's not practical. Okay. So, okay, Bitzal, so what's the answer? And then he says, oh, you figured it out, you chopped. I mean, most people didn't, you know.
He's playing along? He's like playing.
He played Bitzal. He, when he said Hafach, Hafach doesn't mean he said something that God didn't say. He told them, but he was supposed to tell Bitzal the Vakal Pekude way. He didn't want to do it immediately. He wanted to first tell him the Truma Tetzava way, to make him aware that the Mishkan you're building on earth has a whole other dimension to it in thought. And, you know, in Ruchnius. Right? Mechumen Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shomala. It's cross-dimensional. And what makes it cross-dimensional is the fact that there's this other aspect of it of Nedivu Slave, of, you know, of your Stam V'Yisimli Skula, of Stam Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzoncha. Another just aspect of why God just dwells in us. Right? And so he wanted Bitzalo to hear it first. And then Bitzal says, but still it's not practical. So he said, okay, so what's the answer, Bitzal? So he says, well, is there maybe more? Did perhaps, and that's what he said. He's not saying I figured it out by myself. He's saying, perhaps God told you also Mishkan. Or that's right. He told me that also.
He
did. He did. What do you think, Vayakal Pekude guy?
Oh, that was
the, yeah.
That was the other way
that,
of doing it.
So Ray Ruin that Bitzal says, you got another Nevuah, right? You got an additional one. Perhaps God also told you Mishkan Aron and Kehim for the practical realm, for the Olam of Maisa. So Moshe says, brilliant, Bitzelka, you're in the shadow of God. Says the Goyin, an amazing word. The shadow follows the prime object, right? Me and my shadow, except in reverse. When you raise your right hand, which hand does your shadow raise?
Left.
The left. Don't you understand? The prime object and the shadow is a machshava maisa relationship, right? You know, the maisa should follow the machshava, right? Hopefully, right? Ideally, your maisim should reflect your machshavas. But we learned, we just mentioned, right, that in machshava everything is last is first and first is last, right? The opposite of maisa. So the maisa goes in tandem with your machshava, just in reverse. Right, you raise your right hand. You know the shadow raises the left hand. You get it? You're Bitzelkel. You're my shadow. You're the shadow of God. I told you the way of Truma Tetzaveh. You know the way which is Iker conceptually, and you, who's the practical guy, the Maisa. The Maisa is the shadow of the Machshava. It should follow the Machshava, like the shadow follows the person, just in reverse. That what's Sof Maisa is B'Machshava Tchila. But so, okay, you're a good shadow, and that's your wisdom. You know how to be a good shadow. To shadow the machshava elyona in the practical realm.
So what's shot that it's so many parshas after?
Okay, we're not going to finish all this in one night. We are now opening a sugya that we're going to talk about at length, week in, week out, all the parshas straight through.
So
right?
the fact that they're... The different parses is a time to reflect upon what you understood and be able to go back and then understand it?
Well, no, because Cheda Ego's in between, representing the gap that comes between Machshava and Maisa.
It's not even in chronological order. It's technically this was only given after Cheda Ego, really.
Right, correct. It's not in chronological order, but it's to teach you this message. Cheda Ego is what's in between, and that's the message in this week's parsha. Ani Yeshena Mi Maisa Ego. But v'li bi'er, Akosha still says, v'ikli tirma, kol ish asher, yidveno libo. That's called v'li bi'er. Yidveno libo. The heart is still awake. We fail in Maisa. Like the Kuzri says, the ikar failure of Cheda Ego was not apikorsus. They believed in God. They just wanted to, they were miyayish, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming back. And he was supposed to give them plans for a Mishkan. And they thought he died. So they took matters into their own hands, and the ego was supposed to be like their own idea of a Mishkan. Right? Right? Their own idea, but they were wrong. But it was called a failure in Maisa, not a failure in Machshava. not a failure in their faith in God. They still believed in God. That's the Kuzri's approach.
Really?
They still believed in God.
How did I just say that? Like right after the chuppah, you know, there was
already... Okay, no, so I'm just saying this is the Kuzri's approach. Yeah, but we could work out the other approaches also. But the Kuzri is just easier to fit into what we're saying. That it was a failure in Maisa. They thought it's if you do it l'shem shemaim, it's mutter. But they were wrong. It's not doing l'shem shemaim that's mutter to make a pesel. It's the tzivui to make the mishkan that makes a mutter. Otherwise, it's a pesel. Right, but they thought that it's mutter as long as you do it l'shem shemaim.
Well, the mishkan itself is a pesel. Just
that's
that,
right.
That has a tzivui in it.
Right, but they made a lumdisha mistake. They thought that what makes the mishkan mutter is the fact that it's done l'shem shemaim. So they made the egel l'shem shemaim, but that was a toast. Right, they were still over on lo ta'asel chapesel, but they were not over on lo echal olhim acherim. They still believed in the one God. Just they were over on lo ta'asel chapesel. It was a failure in Maisa. And even though, so it's ani yeshena, you're asleep, but v'li bi'er, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu still says, kol yeshid veno libo, because even though we in Maisa, we did tremendous damage to ourselves and all the olamas with the cheda ego, in Maisa, in the Maisa realm, and Chazal tell us, Rashi is going to bring it when we get there, in Parsh Kisisa, there's no puronius that comes to the world that doesn't have a little bit of payback for the cheda ego. We're still paying it back. Did tremendous damage, but in the Maisa level. But on the commitment level, on the love level, the love that's beyond the Maisa, the heart, libi air, and there's vikli truma of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell in us despite the fact that we did chet ego. But what's why? Because v'libi air, and it's called sher yidveno libo. So now the amazing thing is, in a regular year, I'm just tantalizing you now, because this year it's on a higher level. But in a regular year, Truma Tetzaveh is read in Ador. Mm-hmm. Right? Like now. Vayakol Pekudei is read. Vayakol Pekudei is always Parshas HaChodesh, when we bench Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is very apropos, because in what month was the Mishkan actually built, actually open for business? Nisan, exactly. And that's just between Purim and Pesach. Purim was, the whole Geula was only in Machshava. Because Akati Avdi Dachashveshon, we're still Avodim Vachashverosh. On the outside level, on the Maisa level, we're still in Gaulis. And the whole Hischachus was, everyone realized in their heart, there was a big miracle here. But on the outside, Akati Avdi Dachashveshon. Mitzrayim wasn't that. Nisan is Lemaisa getting out of Gaulis. And that's why in Nisan, Lemaisa, the Mishkan was built. So Truma Tetzaveh Keneged Ador, and says the Chiddush Rim, I'll repeat the medrash that we quoted for this week's parsha. Asu kitun echad v'odur betocho. Odur, miloshen ador. That ador and Purim is all about the Mishkan in the heart. That even though we were in Golus, and even though Esther was in the Beis HaKashverosh, Esther represents the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was still there with us, dwelling with us, in Beis HaKashverosh. V'yom HaShishi v'atil bash Esther Malchus. So what does Chazal say? V'atil bash Esther, love shal ruach HaKodesh. Love, Ruach HaKodesh was chal on her on that third day when she went into Achashverosh. Love, Ruach HaKodesh, and Kaidu al Pisoid, but Malchus, Vatu Bash Esther Malchus, Ruach HaKodesh, the Midah of Malchus is Shechina. The Shechina was with us, even in Golas. V'shachanti b'socha manei Hashem Sholem b'toch tu masa. The Shechina was with us in Machshava. The aspect of how we take God with us wherever we are, He's with us in our hearts. The Mishkan b'machshava, the Truma Tetzaveh aspect of the Mishkan. That's what Adar is about. That even when we're in Golus and under Achashverosh, right, He's there with us secretively. So he's there in our heart.
You can say even though the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed at that time.
Yes,
it's all being megala. That the Mishkan was just tefil to the actual to the Aron itself. He's saying
the Aron didn't get destroyed. The Aron got hidden.
Got hidden. Right.
Right. That's very good. That's good. There was no Korban Aron.
The Mishkan was just. It was like Hecha Timsa just for the Aron, really.
Right. Correct. And the Aron wasn't Nekrav. It was Nignas.
That's what I was about to say before.
It's hidden, just like God's hidden in our heart. Mm-hmm. The there was Korban Avayz. Wasn't Korban Aron. The Aron was Nignas.
Right. It's like there's two.
It's hidden. And that's kind of controversial, but hiddenly still dwells amongst us, and that's what Purim revealed. He didn't never abandon us. He still dwells with us even there. Even in Beis Achashverosh, the Shechina's there. In Beis Achashverosh, manipulating everybody. Like Esther's throwing them around. And so Truman Tetzav's Marsh, can I get Ador? Ador Betocho, I'm going to dwell with you no matter what. And that's what Haman said about the Yidden. Yeshno am echad mefuzam reforbam. So Chazal says, it's Gemara Megillah, yeshno elo yoshnu am echad. They're asleep. They're not doing mitzvahs. So King, we don't got to be afraid of them because they're not doing their mitzvahs anyway. So, but yoshnu am echad, ani yeshena. But what Haman didn't know is v'libi air. The heart is awake. And Amiso did tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava, as opposed to Yom Kippur, which is tshuva me'ira. Purim Kaidu is tshuva me'ahava, out of love, pure love of God, right? The v'libi air. And how there's a connection to the Shechina, always. There's a certain mishkan that's indestructible. Mitzad the v'libi air. That's the gili of Adar. And that's why we read Truma Tetzava in Adar. Right, as opposed to Vakal Pekuda, that's connected to Mishkan in Lamaisa, right? And that's on the border of Nisan. However, this year where it's a leap year, we're going to even read Vayakal Pekuda during Adar. So it's because we're on a higher level during a leap year. Mm-hmm. But I'm leaving that for next week.
Stay tuned.